This is Gazimov from The Manor Obscura, and today I wanted to talk to you pretty briefly about one of those logical fallacies that kicks around.
Yep.
It's the idea that if Blizzard sold gold, no gold farming, no account hacking would take place. I just wanted to explain to you why that's not the case, why it's not true. So, let's kick off first of all by looking at you as an individual. If you can buy gold off Blizzard, then it means you can buy all those things you wanted to. You can then turn around and say, okay, it doesn't matter if Cardinal Ruby that I want to buy for the auction house is a touch more expensive. It's no big deal. It doesn't matter if I can if I've got to pay over the odds for titanium ore. It doesn't matter if all the cheap auctions have gone. Because at the end of the day, I've got stacks of gold, and if I need any more, I'll just pull up my credit card, job done. So it becomes really a change from having to pay gold for something or tarn for something to a straight dollar conversion, pretty much. You know, that cardinal ruby worth a couple of dollars. Let's expand it out a bit and look at what happens in the wider economy. Well, as I've already touched on, if you're putting stuff up for auction, you can make more money off it. The cheap auctions will get snapped out, and if people want to really buy your stuff, then they'll buy the gold and pay you increasing amounts. Prices will go up as a result. So I can make more money from my auctions, even though it's the same quantity. In fact, I can do, again, a straight dollar conversion. Say, my cardinal ruby is worth, to me, $2, at whatever the going gold rate is. So I'll list it for that. Let's bring in gold farmers and hackers. So, gold farmers, they make their money by farming for items and then listing them at auction. But auctions have become more expensive, the prices have gone up. So, all the gold that you're buying from Blizzard, you're spending it at auction and putting it in the gold farmer's pocket. Then they list that at their gold farming websites at a slightly cheaper price than Blizzard. So, you see the fallacy there. The other issue is with account hacking. Well, if you're buying gold and you're accumulating a shedload more, and if you're selling stuff at auction and accumulating a shedload more gold, then all that happens, really, is that you have more gold in your account. You're more likely to hit the gold cap, but it also makes you a more appealing target to hackers. So hackers come along, they grab your account, they find more gold there, and then, again, that goes into the gold pots that they then shift and sell. So, you can see that Blizzard selling gold doesn't really solve the problem. All it does is push up the prices and change the way that you look at things from being a, okay, it'll take me list thong to pay for my cardinal rubies, pay for my titanium ores to prospect and do all these other bits and pieces. Changes it from that to being a straightforward dollar conversion. My cardinal ruby is worth X dollars. And it'll just mean that gold farmers, account hackers and so on, will still carry on exactly where they are. They'll just accumulate more gold for the same amount of goods, and they'll find a proportionally similar amount of gold in your bank, in your guild bank and personal bank. So that's it from me. I hope that explains why this whole thing about Blizzard should sell gold, as soon as you expand it out just a touch, it all falls apart. And I think that it all comes down from this kind of entitlement complex that you see kicking around, that people feel I should be able to buy gold because then it'll help me do various bits and pieces. Well, it doesn't stack up, I'm afraid. As soon as you expand it out, it makes no sense at all. Anyway, I hope that's been useful. I'm sorry I've gone on for a bit longer than necessary, but didn't fancy putting this in the blog post because, it's one of those subjects that you just want to quickly sort out. Anyway, thanks so much. I'll see you all soon. Cheers.